French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is French onion soup. A cold snap hit our Sunshine State with a bracing wallop. Our timing was such that we were in Orlando visiting with our restaurant team up there. One doesn't have to be a meteorologist to deduce that the further north you go, the more likely the temperatures drop. My wife, Janet, wears mittens when it gets below 60 degrees outside. They are the kind of mittens with the tops of the fingers capable of being exposed by buttoning them in such a clever way. I bought them for her. Two pair, in fact. I like to keep her teeth from chattering, and I think she looks cute in her mittens. Chilly weather brings out a lust for charred, braised, and roasted foods. My stomach was growling like a bear's. I decided we should visit a former chef of ours who has always excelled at French cooking. As I studied his menu online, another option for lunch became alluring: French onion soup. So we took an Uber to downtown Orlando to visit Clay Miller's brasserie named Dovecot. Onion soups have been popular as far back as Roman times. They have been viewed as food for poor people in that onions were plentiful. When I was learning to cook, it was a soup that I first got the attention and even praise from the waitstaff. Having the waiters pay a cook a compliment back then was nearly unheard of in that day and age. I was a mere line cook at the Pier House in Key West. I was trying to make a potato leek soup. I began my prep. Midway into making it, the chef barked that she needed me right now to help with the lunch rush. I pulled my soup off the fire and dutifully ran to the grill to help with the crush of tickets coming into the kitchen. Instead of ruining my soup, the flavors actually deepened from the interruption. I spoke with my chef about this, and soon she was offering me her advice on making French onion soup. I was psyched, as learning was all I was about by that point. Any tips that could come my way, the better. I'd finally figured out that if I was ever going to make any more money, it would be by moving from line cook to a true chef position. She was a woman that could be both hilarious and capable of striking fear in the hearts of all of us cooks. I don't think she could have been more than a year or so older than me, but she had much more knowledge than me, having worked in some excellent restaurants in New York City and also having been a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America. Her name was Annie Donovan, and I owe her a measure of sincere gratitude. She made her version of French onion soup by cooking the onions in three different stages. She did that to create three different textures. That was a revelation to my rookie brain then. At Dovecot, Chef Clay does French onion soup with the classics of great beef stock, sweetly caramelized onions, the all-important bread and gooey cheese components, but he also tucks in some slowly braised, beautifully tender brisket, thereby vanquishing all other versions of this grand soup I've ever had in Paris. Janet ate every spoonful of hers with her mittens on. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
April in Paris, chestnuts in blossom, holiday